WTCI recently won an Emmy Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Mid-South Division for a public service announcement calling for a stand against child abuse. I spoke with one of the PSA's producers, Emily Compton. Professionals in public broadcasting often wear many hats, and in the case of Emily Compton, she's a producer, writer, editor, and has been known to get behind the camera when needed. In addition to her Emmy Award-winning PSA, she's the producer of a local interview show.
The A-List with Allison Leibovitz is a program that we do every year. It's generally a 13-episode season. It's a 30-minute biographical one-on-one interview. Allison Leibovitz is our host, and she is phenomenal to work with. She's a great personality. And we have a wide variety of guests on the show. We've had authors to astronauts is kind of our tagline, politics to pop culture. We've had Governor Haslam on the show, Senator Corker. We've had musicians, Modest Yahoo, Robert Earl Keen. We've had a lot of great PBS personalities, Gwen Ifill, Judy Woodruff, Ken Burns. It's a great show. There's a wide variety of guests. We just like to talk to interesting people and share their stories.
That show has also been nominated, but you won an Emmy under the Mid-South region for a PSA that was done for the Children's Advocacy Center of Hamilton County.
That's right.
One with Courage. The program itself is designed to encourage adults to stand up and help children, especially those who have been abused. In the ad, you have a series of a lot of adults. You have photos of children, but you have adults actually speaking out, and some of them are local community leaders, and some of them are people you might not even recognize.
This was a really great collaboration with the Children's Advocacy Center. They've been a great partner with WTCI in the past. We've done a lot of work with them. It's really an honor to work with them as an organization. They do such important work in our community. And because we've worked with them, I think they were really trusting to come with us with this project. The One with Courage campaign was a national campaign for children's advocacy centers across the country. They let it be available to local organizations to kind of do what they would with it. And so they decided that they wanted to do a spot, but they weren't quite sure what they wanted to do. They knew that they wanted to incorporate local leaders and faces that people might recognize. They wanted to show that this is something that is touching people across the community and that it's not just in certain areas of our community. I think people think of child abuse as being something that isn't at our doorsteps. And when you see someone like Mayor Burke, Allison Leibovitz is also in the spot. Vince Gill came to be in our spot, which was great. But we also have religious leaders. We have people of various cultures. We have police officers. We have doctors. And they wanted to show that this is something that affects our entire community. So that was really the only directive that they gave to us. And we kind of just went from there.
A lot of the faces are recognizable. But one of the things you did not do was put the person's name at the bottom of the screen. And quite often when you're using a politician, community leader, or someone like that, you're quick to identify who that is so that you can gain that political capital along with the individual's voice. In this case, you chose not to do that. Why?
I think that really wasn't the point of it. You know, it was fantastic that we had people like Zach Womp, Andy Burke, Vince Gill. It was great that they were very quick to want to jump to support this cause. And it was good to have that recognition to give kind of validity to the spot. But that really wasn't necessarily the point, to put those names out there. The point was that this is something that everyone should be aware of, everyone should be conscious of, everyone should stand up for and do what they can to help. And yeah, that this is something that can affect someone from any level, despite their economic level, their race, their background. It could be anyone. And I think that's what those faces were showing.
You also included multiple languages, and I am pretty sure what the people said was One with Courage, but it was said in three different languages?
That's right. We had Spanish, German, and Croatian. And actually, that Croatian voice was our creative director, Sergio Plekis, who very, very kindly agreed to be on camera, although he's very used to directing.
It was nice because it reaches out into what some people see as more isolated communities. And in some cases, especially like in the Latino community, you just don't talk about things like that. They're very close-knit families, and you don't talk about what happens in the family outside of the family. So I can see where being one with courage and standing up to help a child in a community where that's just taboo would be even more difficult.
That's right. And I think also, too, what I was hearing a lot from the people at the CAC was that in even a more affluent white community as well, that's something that people don't expect to happen there. So I think it's across the board. It's something that you don't talk about. You don't want to think about. You don't want to think about it happening where you are. You want to think about it happening outside of you. But the reality is that it's happening here in our community, and it could be in your house. It could be in your neighbor's house, and it's not going to skip you or avoid your area or your culture, your family, your community because of who you are. You know, this is an issue that can affect anyone.
Now, you won an award and you traveled to accept the award at the end of January. What did it feel like being in the crowd as a nominee?
I almost kind of hate to say this, but I was so nervous that I can barely remember it. I was a bundle of nerves, and my award was actually the very first one that was announced. My boyfriend came with me to Nashville, and we got there, and we were served dinner, which I could barely eat because I was so nervous. And we looked at the program and saw that the award was the first one, and I just, all I could do, I was just so nervous. And, you know, they were talking about how you had these time restrictions on the speech you could give. And I was like, oh no, the speech I have planned is like a minute and a half long. What am I going to do? You know, so that's all I could think about. I was just so nervous and I was shaking. And it happened so fast. They started the program and it just immediately started, and it was announced, and it just happened. And it was a blur. I went up and made my speech and I couldn't even remember what I said. And I was just literally just up there shaking like a leaf. And it was very surreal.
Did you know you were a winner before you went to the event?
When the nominations came down, in a way, was even more of an emotional experience than the actual win, as strange as that might sound. Peter Dillon, who won the award alongside me, had passed away very shortly before the nominations came. And so when that happened, I was not expecting it at all. They do a live broadcast of the nominations, which I didn't even bother to watch. You know, they send an email out afterwards, but I really wasn't expecting it in any way. I had just received the email, and I was scrolling through, and there's so many, and I was scrolling through, and I got a text message while I was looking from my coworker, Sergio, and he said, congratulations on your nominations, and I just immediately started crying. You know, I mean, it was just such a huge rush of a lot of emotions, because Peter just passed away, and so, sorry.
Now that's something to be emotional about. I mean, Peter worked very closely, obviously co-producing this, and is a great loss to the station. And for both of you to be honored like this, you're kind of accepting the award for both of you.
It is. It was really great and bittersweet in a way, because I do wish that he could have been there to share, and that I know he would have been very proud.
And it's a great honor for the station itself to have received an award based on your work.
Absolutely. It is. And I was very, very honored to be able to bring that home for the station and for Peter. I know that meant a lot to all of us. We were very close to him and to his family.
So now that you're an Emmy Award-winning producer, you're going to stay with WTCI. What's next down the road?
Well, I think the great thing about working at WTCI is that every day is something new. It's always something different. You know, the A-list is a big part of my job, but I also get the opportunity to produce the History Makers documentary every year, which is great. We do spots like One with Courage, which are always fantastic. It's a wide variety. We have other local shows that we work on. And as I said, our production team is very small, so we all get to be really hands-on with what we do. So it's really exciting. And I think having a win like this is just encouragement for me to continue to strive to do better with everything I do. Yeah, it's exciting.
Congratulations, Emily Compton and WTCI, for the Emmy Award based on the work producing the One with Courage public service announcement for the Children's Advocacy Center of Hamilton County. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.